Up where the world is steep, like in the Andes, people use funicular railroads to get where they need to go. A pair of cable cars connected by a pulley far up the hill. The weight of the one car going down pulls the other up. The two vessels travel in counterbalance. I've learned that that's what being a parent is like. If the years bring me low, they raise my daughter. And please, so be it. I surrender gladly to the passage, of course, especially as each new moment gone by is another I've lived with her. But that doesn't mean I don't miss the days when my hair was actually all brown and my skin free of weird spots. My girl is two, and I can tell you that nothing makes the arc of time more clear than the creases in the back of your hand as it teaches plump little fingers to count. 1, 2, T. But some guy having a baby and getting wrinkles is not news. You can start with whatever the Oil of Olay marketing department is running up the pole this week. As I'm writing, it's the idea of color-correcting your face with a creamy beige paste that is either mud from the foothills of Alsace or the very essence of bullshit, and work your way back to myths of Hera's jealous rage. People have been obsessed with getting older and with getting uglier because of it, for as long as there have been people and obsession and ugliness. Death and taxes are our two eternals, right? And depending on the next government shutdown, the latter is looking less and less reliable. So there you go. When I was a teenager, and it shocks me to realize I was closer then to my daughter's age than to my current 38, I was really into punk rock, especially pop punk. The bands were basically snottier and less proficient versions of Green Day. When I go back and listen to them now, the whole phenomenon seems supernatural to me. Grown men brought together in trios and quartets by some unseen force to whine about girlfriends and what other people are eating. But at the time, I thought these bands were the shit. And because they were too cool to have posters, I had to settle for arranging their album covers and flyers on my bedroom wall. My parents have long since moved, twice in fact. I'm pretty sure my old bedroom is now someone else's attic. And I have no idea where any of the paraphernalia I collected is, or really what most of it even looked like. I can just remember it and smile and wince. Today, an 18-year-old tacks a picture on his wall, and that wall will never come down. Not only will his 38-year-old self be able to go back, pick through the detritus, and ask, "What was I thinking?" So can the rest of us, and so can researchers. Moreover, they can do it for all people, not just one guy. And more still, they can connect that 18th year to what came before and what's still to come, because the wall, covered in totems, follows him from that bedroom in his parents' house to his dorm room, to his first apartment, to his girlfriend's place, to his honeymoon, and yes, to his daughter's nursery, where he will proceed to paper it over in a billion updates of her eating mush. A new parent is perhaps most sensitive to the milestones of getting older. It's almost all you talk about with other people, and you get actual metrics at the doctor's every few months. But the milestones keep coming long after BabyCenter.com and the pediatrician quit with the reminders. It's just that we stop keeping track. Computers, however, have nothing better to do. Keeping track is their only job. They don't lose the scrapbook, or travel, or get drunk, or grow senile, or even blink. They just sit there and remember. The myriad phases of our lives, once gone but to memory and the occasional shoebox, are becoming permanent. And as daunting as that may be to everyone with a drunk selfie on Instagram, the opportunity for understanding, if handled carefully, is self-evident. What I've just described, the wall and the long accumulation of a life, is what sociologists call longitudinal data. Data from following the same people over time. And I was speculating about the research of the future. We don't have these capabilities quite yet because the internet, as a pervasive human record, is still too young. As hard as it is to believe, even Facebook, Touchstone and Warhorse that it is, has only been big for about 6 years. It's not even in middle school. Information this deep is still something we're building toward, literally, one day at a time. In 10 or 20 years, we'll be able to answer questions like, well, for one, how much does it mess up a person to have every moment of her life since infancy posted for everyone else to see? But we'll also know so much more about how friends grow apart or how new ideas percolate through the mainstream. I can see the long-term potential in the rows and columns of my databases, and we can all see it in, for example, the promise of Facebook's timeline. For the passage of time, data creates a new kind of fullness, if not exactly a new science. Even now, in certain situations, we can find an excellent proxy, a sort of flash forward to the possibilities. We can take groups of people at different points in their lives, compare them, and get a rough draft of life's arc.